Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the financial condition of the U.S. farm and ranch sector continues to deteriorate, and the extent of this deterioration is perhaps best seen in the level of working capital, which has fallen sharply since 2012. And as you might imagine, this decline doesn't bode well for the financial condition of a lot of folks in farm and ranch country. The amount of working capital, current assets minus current liabilities in the U.S. farm sector provides an indication of the liquidity of the sector. And unfortunately, the trend in working capital isn't favorable. In fact, since peaking in 2012 at slightly over $165 billion, working capital has since declined greatly. Today, it stands at $56 billion, or 36% of that peak. The drop has been sharp and swift as well, with 2014 as the only year seen an increase since 2012. From 2017 to 2018, working capital in the sector declined by $10.4 billion, or 18%. These declines are significant and are likely an indicator of the potential for significant financial stress in farm country. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.